You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Why don't you go first this morning? What's going on?
Just a lot of repairs again in my life. And just it's generally just annoying. I guess it was about a week ago, America's Pickup had to go in and get the water pump replaced and a couple hoses and everything. And that was like just shy of a $900 bill. And now a week later, America's Pickup is sad again. Going back in today, because now when I turn the wheel, Dom, it goes... So I got to be the idiot that walks into the repair place and does that for him. Well, here's what it's doing. So I did a little research on that last night. I think it's ball joints and blah, 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 suspension stuff up front. It's going to be probably at least $1,000 today to get that all fixed up. And then the biggest irritation is for the second time, I've had the furnace company out to my house in the past week and a half. They were out again yesterday because my furnace is kicking on and then it immediately shuts off. And then it kicks on again and then it starts running. So it does that every single time.
This thing's not even 2 years old.
It's not right. It's 18 months old, this furnace. And talk about like being irritated, man. I'm like, this thing is brand new. There's not even any dust on it, you know? And the guy can't figure out why it's doing it. So now on Friday for the third round... the owner of the company is coming out with a senior tech to completely go through the entire thing and blow out gas lines. And, you know, there's a whole list of things they want to do because nobody can figure out what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what the hell? At what point do you ask for a new furnace? Yeah. Just give me a new one. This isn't right. Luckily, it's all under warranty, you know. Yeah, it's the same people.
Same people putting in the same kind, then.
Yeah. And all I keep hearing. All I keep hearing is this is the Mercedes of furnaces. This the one you got. Because we did. We bumped up. We spent a couple extra grand more than we should have because it's in the basement. We're going to finish the basement. We wanted a really quiet model. And it's got a bunch of other fancy features that I wanted. But the Mercedes of furnaces. Mm-hmm. I've heard that about 14 times.
It reminds me of that movie with what's his butt's Saturday Night Fever guy, John Travolta, Get Shorty.
Yeah,
where they talk about the Cadillac of minivans.
Oh yeah, yeah, right.
It's the Cadillac of minivans. Well, you've got the
Mercedes of furnaces.
Furnaces.
I'm like, I don't care. I'm not bringing people down to look at my furnace. I just want it to run.
Yeah. Well, good luck with all your problems.
Yeah, some minor irritations. You know, first world problems, right?
I'll give you my very minor one, but I think it's relatable to people. Yeah. I was at the grocery store quickly yesterday. I just ran in to get like three things. So I always go through self-check. I can't remember last time I went through a regular checkout line. I'm a self-check guy. But it was busy. And, you know, there's six stations there. And I was one of those that's right there at the back by the line where everybody's lined up.
Mm-hmm.
So people are standing right there. They're watching you.
Ugh.
And so in that case, when there's a line... You feel the need
to
go quickly.
Yes, you do.
You don't want to dilly-dally because we all stand there and judge how fast people go through self-check.
Uh-huh.
And you know me.
Uh-huh.
I am the fastest self-checker in the world.
You know where those barcodes are at.
I even know that bananas are 4011 on the code system.
Yep.
I know all of that. I'm fast. And yet, I'm sorry... Don't hate me. I didn't bring in my own bags, so I needed to use the plastic bags there. And all of them were connected, if you know what I'm talking about, where they hadn't been pulled out
yet.
Yeah,
yeah. So you try to pull one, and it's like the stack comes off.
The whole stack comes off, and you can't get your fingers in there to just open that one. It's one of the hardest things in the world. Is getting that first plastic bag to open.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Without pulling all of them. And so I'm standing there, and Jeremy, I swear it was at least 30 seconds while I could hear the woman who's waiting right there kind of tapping her foot.
Yeah.
Like,
giving
idiot.
Giving you a sigh.
Open the bag, and I'm like, I'm trying to. And then I'm the pressure of knowing that I've got to hurry.
Mm-hmm. The one thing that would help you, too, is if you... Licked your thumb, probably, you know, to...
I don't know if that would work on these plastic sacks. The way they are,
Yeah, what is that?
Some people don't have any idea what I'm talking about because they never do self-check. They've never had to do this. But those of you who have, you know what I'm talking about.
They stick together. It's some sort of...
Somebody's got to come up with a solution.
There's got to be a better way.
There's got to be a better way, Jer, of getting those bags to open fast so that I don't look like an idiot.
Yeah, there's some trickery going on at the bag factory, I think, where they're like gluing that first one on.
And I know I'm now going to get 27 messages, well, bring your own bag. Yes, I will.
Yeah, okay, we will. We're very green.
Yesterday. So I was at a store not very long ago where they did charge me 10 cents each.
Yeah, it's everywhere now in Denver. It's 10 cents a bag. So I actually went on to Amazon and ordered a whole stack of green bags. So
I have to pay 10 cents to stand there and be aggravated.